Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and hello to you. Welcome to You Land Alive. I appreciate your spending this time with me this early afternoon so that we can break open the Word of God and discuss some of the things that are happening for us practically as we attempt to apply our faith to our practical lifestyle. Amen. You're going to hear me use that word practical a lot. I tell you, I like it because some of the times we experience in life issues that just need some practical stuff. I think we're in a time when a lot of what we appropriate for answers are based a lot in our emotion and just things we think we can do, in some cases, not all obviously, to work up salvation and to work up good feeling. But I tell you what, that's all beside the point. We're going to talk about some good stuff today. We're going to continue in the topic that we started last week, how to transition from helpless so full of hope in a world of despair. You know, guys, we face a lot today, right? Especially our young people. And I want to give a shout out to some young people. I'm going to give those names out in just a couple of minutes. But I think that with all the stuff that we face today, we're trying to find out what do we do to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, according to last week, right? We want to know what it is that we can do and be effective in our living, our lifestyle before the Lord. And also making decisions that will help us grow as individuals. So we're going to stay on that train today, and we're going to keep talking about hope. But first I want to thank you for sharing with me today, being here with me. Our guest call-in line is open today. Yes, it's open today. And you can reach us at 929-477-3789. Again, that is 929-477-3789. We're talking about this transitioning from helpless to full of hope. If you specifically have an experience where you have applied the Word of God in a practical manner and it has worked in your life and you have seen God move, call us. Share that with us. I'd be glad to break up the program a little bit and let you share that with those who are attempting to make these new changes. Again, the number is 929-477-3789, and that is the number for while we are live today. Amen. Give us that call. We'd be glad to share with you. I want to give a big shout out, I mentioned that earlier, to some folks who are actually in the middle of change, who are trying to be transformed at this point, having had a long-standing set of practices that may have to be tweaked a little bit since they're entering, I should say, new phases of life. That is the class of 2016. Yeah, guys. I know they weren't expecting this, but I'm going to throw them under the bus. This is good. You know, we've got graduates, literally, not just from high school. My daughter graduated from high school. Hi, Rebecca. I know you're out there somewhere. Rebecca graduated from high school this past June, but not just Rebecca. There were several youth that graduated from high school, and they're actually, you know, I'm always encouraged when I see our young people doing something great. And so I just want to give a shout-out to them, Rebecca from Agora Cyber Charge School. Not only Rebecca graduated, because I love my team, guys, from Agora Cyber Charge School, but we had Matthias Boggs graduate, and he graduated, I think, number 3 in his class. But he gave a wonderful speech at the graduation ceremony. And I'll tell you what, I am so proud of him. I am proud of his parents. He is a blessing to my soul, and I think I have full-on snatched him up. He is now one of my sons. He's such a blessing. So shout out to Matthias Boggs, Matthias Boggs, and he's of New Providence, Pennsylvania. He is an absolute blessing, and he's headed over to a local college. I think he's going to Millersville, which is a blessing. But these kids have had to make some choices as to what they're going to do next. And so this is a perfect example, guys, of what we mean by transition. How do we transition? How are they moving from high school to college? Wow. Big moves there to make, and it's different types of lifestyles, amen? So not only them, but we also had Jaquan Griffin, and he is of Allentown, Pennsylvania. What a blessing to see him graduate. Now, this young man, he is such a quiet one. He doesn't like to talk too much about his accomplishments, but he had some major setbacks early on in high school, and he made some serious changes, practical steps too, guys. We were able to see him apply some very – only did he graduate high school, and no, he wasn't the valedictorian, but he was able to complete almost 2 years of work within 1 year. Yeah, and he knocked it out the park. I think he even had some honors. So proud shout-out to Jaquan Griffin and his bold and brazen mom, Myra Meza. God bless them. We also had David Harris of Scotch Plains and Isaiah Evans of, I believe he's in Plainfield, New Jersey, Mia Harris of Scotch Plains, Alex Krebs from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. These guys, now, Alex graduated from college. So we had guys who were making big transitions, and to see them apply such practical steps throughout their lives that culminated into new places in life, new experiences and soundness is a blessing. And I got to mention, too, David Harris is headed, I believe, to the military. So that's a big transition as well. So, guys, keep those guys in prayer. Keep holding them up before the Lord, asking the Lord to continue to guide them in all truth so that they can be all that they can be. And to everybody else who graduated this class of 2016 or before, who was bold enough to make these big strides in their own lives and step out on faith and complete school, even, you know, night school and trade schools, God bless you, and I pray that you continue to make big strides in your life and accomplish all that you were put on this wonderful earth to accomplish. Bless God. Well, I just wanted to sneak that in there. They'll probably be shocked when they hear that anything. So we're looking forward to hearing from them. So once again, our line is open for anyone who wants to call in with a bit of a testimony in regards to how they transitioned from helpless to hopeless by just applying some very practical biblical tools. Our number again is 929-477-3789. Bless the Lord. So you can call. I'm going to go ahead and delve into our subject today. But I wanted to just give that time for you guys to get some feedback. And you know what? It's okay. If you feel like you don't want to call today, that's all right. That just means we're going to get some more word in. So let's pray. But I do want to hear from you. Bless God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to walk in the light today. We thank you for your kindness to us and that in spite of us, you show up and you continue to remain constant. We thank you for that. And as we approach your throne, Lord, we just ask that you would wash us, cleanse us, purify our hearts and our minds. Make us, Lord, what you desired for us to be today for your own purposes and plans. God, that you would hide me behind the cross, that the words that I speak, Lord God, will be the words that are spirit of life from your word that encourage people and set people free consistently as they have with me. And so we thank you that we're being transformed according to your scripture, Lord. And we just thank you that you're going to do a special work with someone, Lord, who's within the sound of my voice today. We give you honor and glory that your word is perpetual. Lord, it never returns to you void. We thank you that even though sometimes it takes time, you still, Lord, show up in time. We just give you honor and glory for that. In Jesus' precious and perfect name, and Lord, we come against every tactic, strategy, and scheme of the devil that comes to kill, kill, and destroy, distract, and deter in any fashion so that you might be exalted the way you desire to be. In Jesus' perfect name, amen. And it looks like we've got a caller, so we're going to pull our caller up. Bless the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. You reach Yolanda Live. Your name?
This is Aaron. What's up?
Hi. I'm sorry. Your name is – I'm sorry. I missed that.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little bit nervous, slash excited, slash
– okay.
Waiting for the – well, how to say it? Expecting the unexpected, but in good terms.
Okay. Talk to me. What's going on? How has the Lord moved in your life in this way, to this transition?
Wow, you don't have all day.
I sure don't, but you can give me a couple seconds. I'm
ready. Say again.
I said you can. I said you, we don't have all day. You're right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here just fine.
Okay. Oh, bless God. So give us a testimony. How is the Lord helping you by applying the Word of God in a practical way for your situation?
Well, I can give you a most recent version that happened about maybe
okay.
about 2 weeks ago. I was coming from
okay.
A school, second school out of Montana. And after a month down the road with my trainer, there were some issues involved that he and I did not see eye to eye on. So the
okay.
school decided to release me on such small circumstances. In other words, they didn't want to spend their money to keep training me. So I'm not about safety. You know, I got big rig. I'm dealing with, I don't want to kill nobody, you know.
Okay.
So I asked God, you know, have me move the way you want, have me move where you want me to go, whether it's prepping
mm-hmm.
school or, because there's a lot of prepping schools in America, but I want to get close to home. But
mm-hmm.
help me move where you want me to go as far as work and career, you know?
Yeah.
I had, well, I not had, but I drove 18 hours from Missoula, Montana to Rochester, Minnesota, where I'm living a family member of mine. And
mm-hmm.
instead of being rough, I started finding employment. I had 2 interviews in the past week. I got one maybe today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm just leaving God for employment. Now, I may have to go to school in Wisconsin because they actually pay students work to train under them. So, but whatever God has me to do, I'm obedient, I'm available, I'm a yield to His ways. So
okay.
whatever the case may be in my life, He don't hold a candle to what God can and is able to do.
Amen. Aaron, where are you calling from? Because I hear you talking about Montana.
Well, the 701 area code is actually from North Dakota. But I'm from
okay.
Arkansas.
Oh, bless God.
But we went up there for my family member's job. We got to be there a year. So she went to
mm-hmm.
Rochester, Minnesota, got a new job. I went to Montana to the drug school. So now I'm back here in where am I? Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. So
okay, you're doing some serious traveling.
So
how is the word of the Lord? Talk to me about how God has moved in your life by his word, and you've seen the fruit of it. Tell me how that has worked for you.
I'm sorry, I have your speakerphone. It's going in and out. Do you mind repeating that one more time, please?
Sure. Can you tell me how the Word of God has worked in your life as a very practical and specific way that you've seen it work for you?
Wow. So many ways. He just doing things that I never even asked for. He is keeping me in my right frame of mind. Because, you know, especially with black men who can't find work for a certain certain week or a certain month or so, we kind of go loopy because we think that we're losing our manhood as far as finding employment. And I don't want to take any job that's going to do anything and pay a little money. No, I'm getting older.
Right.
I'm 45 years old. I'm looking for a career that I can retire on. So
I hear you.
Even if it is trucking, I'll go that route. I had a taste of it a month and a half ago. I'm not afraid to get behind the big rig. It's just that when people try to tell me things that's not safe, I got a problem with that. And that's my training day.
You
try to tell me
that
I'm safe. And cuss me out.
I
know all kind of names. So I let God deal with him.
So you've
I'm
been
dealing with you.
I hear you. Oh, okay. So you didn't react in that situation in an ugly way. You said, I'm just going to turn you over to the Lord.
The old me would have popped him dead in his mouth. Yeah, the old would just cracked out.
Uh-huh. I hear you. I get that. I know. I think the old me would have been the same course. But I hear you. Thank you so much for calling us, Aaron. I do appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go now, but don't go away. Keep listening because I'm going to comment on what you said. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Okay.
Father, I thank you for Aaron. I thank you that you are blessing him. Now, this is a perfect example of the Word of God. Thank you for calling, Aaron. I do appreciate you calling us out of Arkansas. He mentioned that he was also looking for work by the Christ, so pray for him. And this is what I would do in a situation like this, because I have been in similar situations where we're looking for God to answer a specific request. And this is where the word comes alive, because the scripture says in Philippians 4:19, I think we dealt with this the last time we got together, was that the scripture says that he would supply all our needs. And you know what? I'm going to read it, because I was thinking about it the other day, and I said, I wonder if I said through or in. But let me look at Philippians 4:19. I'm going to read it, guys, just so we're on the same page. And we're going a different direction than today, but that's okay. Philippians 4:19 reads, it says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." And I think I said through last week, so here's my correction. It says, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. And so, in other words, when we have need, the Lord is going to show up according to his word, and he says that we ought to do so, expecting that Christ will be the one who will spearhead. He will be the one who will make the resource favorable to us. Now, as I mentioned before, he doesn't drop the money out of the sky, amen? Like Aaron was talking about, he says, you know what, if I have to go back to school, if I have to do something different and I got to put some feet to it, so to speak, and get some extra training or whatever, I'm willing to do that. And I think that's half the battle, body of Christ, us being flexible enough to say, Lord, spearhead. Lord, be the leader, and I'll be the follower. So we want to thank God for that. And you know what? We're going to stop right now. We're going to pray for Aaron to have favor. So we're going to pray. Father, we thank you that your word is clear, that you meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory through, I keep saying through, forgive me, Lord, but by Christ Jesus. I think it depends on the version you're praying from. But, Lord, we just believe you today that you're going to meet Aaron's needs. He is in need of employment. I heard him say he wants employment that he can retire on. So, God, you said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. So I pray, Father, that as you continually speak to Aaron's heart, as he seeks your will, as he is open to hear from you, Lord God, and he expects his blessings to come from you, I pray that you will meet those needs, Father, that his heart will be filled, his needs will be met. Lord, we already know that he has favor with you because your word says so in Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, Father God, I know the thoughts I have for you, plans to give you hope and of a future. And some versions say an expected end. So, Father, give Aaron today an expected end. Bless him, Lord God. Surround him with favor as with a shield. And we thank you for those who didn't call in, Lord, those who are in need of something similar to what Aaron had requested today. Meet those needs. For the gentlemen out there who are driving, Father, he said he drives a big rig. But, Father, I pray for all the big rig drivers out there who may hear my voice today, that you would minister to them, keep them safe on the road, and help them to be alert, Lord God, and help them to get their cargo where they're going on time without incident, accident, mishap, or misdemeanor in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, God, and we give you glory for how you're going to do it. In Jesus' perfect name, we pray all that. Amen and amen. Body of Christ, we're talking about transition from helplessness to full of hope in this world of despair. And we're talking about, how do we do that? How does that practically apply in our lives? Well, I'm going to tell you, I think Aaron touched on some stuff that we were going to get in today in reference to just being willing to be practical. You know, he was willing to be practical enough to say, you know what, I've got this particular skill, I've got this particular opportunity, and I'm looking at my environment, and I think I need to be able to be willing to make these particular alterations, even if it means going back to school. And sometimes, believers, we don't want to do that. Oh, yeah, I'm stepping on some toes, including my own at times. We don't want to do the new learned behavior. Amen? This leads me into today's point, and probably all we'll be able to get to today. But we learned that last time we got together, we learned that sometimes our hope is shadowed or hindered by particular things that are going on in our own lives, things that we're thinking, things that we're holding truer than we are the Word of God. Amen? So one of the things we learned is that we've been relying on our sight, our personal skills, the things that we see. This is all I've got, so this is what I'm going to rely on. No, that's not what the Lord called us to. Amen? He's called us to some new behaviors, some new habits that will foster a long-term change. And that's what we want. We want long-term change. We don't want a quick fix that makes me feel good. This is not drinking. Amen? Because if that worked, we'd all be doing it, right? But that's not it. We want something that's lasting, something that is a transition. Amen? So the first thing I would ask is, you know, what am I believing, right? What's going on with me? Well, typically we're believing what we see. And God has called us as believers to a higher call. Don't just walk by
our sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 is what we talked about last week. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Our sight only tells us the issues of life that are greater than the power of the word of God. But the Lord says, no, that's not true. Our finances are not greater than us. They're not outside of God. Amen. He is the one who gives all good gifts according to Scripture. So we have to be willing to rely on the one who knows where the resources are from the people who hold the resources from the resources that they came from. Does that make sense for you? So even though someone may be holding on to resources that we really want, I don't have to force my way into that particular resource pot. I can ask the Lord to minister. I can ask him to show me what I should have. But sometimes the things that I think I should have, I ought not, because that might destroy me. Now, y'all know I'm getting practical, right? Yeah. Sometimes we want to pray, Lord, bless me with this certain big amount. Well, no. The Lord says, I already know your heart yet. You're not prepared for that. You're not ready. You're not fortified enough for that huge blessing. In the meantime, I'll give you what I know you need so that you can be able to be sustained. That's the God we serve. He's very practical. But, you know, all of that, all those things we just mentioned, they're all rooted in one thing. Particular responses and many others are rooted in what I'm believing. So the question to ask myself is, what am I believing? Ask yourself, what am I believing? The book of Proverbs, you know, it holds one of my favorite scriptures. I actually wrote my dissertation on this. The name of my dissertation was, What Were You Thinking? What were you thinking? In other words, what was going on in your psyche because of your particular belief system that fostered particular broken paths in your life and or psychosis? What were you believing? What were you thinking? Right? Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And anybody who's ever sat with me in any professional stance knows I break that down. I talk with my hands a bit as I am while I'm talking to you. And I broke it down where I'm pointing to my head, and I says, as a man thinketh, your thinking apparatus, your brain, processes and holds information. It's your computer, so to speak, right? So all the informatics are coming in through my brain, and I'm sorting them at the brain level. And because I'm a little bit visual and I like to imagine a little bit, I imagine we've got little hard hat workers. They're like little construction workers. And they're carrying information from my brain down to my belief system. Well, what do you mean down to your belief system? Walk over here, body of Christ. The scripture says, as a man thinketh. So a man thinks, right? As a man thinketh, so is he. All right. That's good. So when he's thinking, that information gets carried down from his brain to his belief system. Well, where is his belief system? The scripture says that it's what comes out of a man that defiles him. I can't think of the name of the particular scripture right now. But it says basically to guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life, right? So I'm looking at that scripture because I'm so practical. I want to know, what do you mean by that? Guard my heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. Well, believers, we actually do our believing with our heart. Scripture says in believing book of Romans, it's for with the heart that that man believes. Did we just learn something here? So I do all my thinking and processing through my brain, my mind. That information that I hold dear and I rehearse enough becomes a belief system. How? Because the little guys in the yellow suits that I have imagining, they carry that, you know, that cargo down from my brain into my heart, where I do my believing. And here's the third stage of this. First stage, information bank. Second stage, belief system. Belief system shows up in what? My behaviors. So as a man thinketh, so is he. I think it, I give it credence in my heart, my head, my time, my space, my imagination, and how long I carry that information until it starts to have an emotion tied to it. The little dudes in the hat say, okay, guys, let's ship this down to the belief system. They take that information to my belief system. My belief system says, ha, this is the bedrock truth for me. So I'm taking that bedrock truth, and I'm going to program it in your heart, where all the issues of life come from, the decisions for my life come from, and that's where my behaviors will be affected. So body of Christ, if this is all we get today, we've got a lot. Amen. We'll pick up the rest of it next week. But here's what's happening. If I have gotten something into my heart, it is the thing that I will behave based upon. I'm hoping you guys are hearing me on this. Get this. This is deep. Holy Spirit, help me out with this one. So if it's in my heart, it is now my belief system. If I believe I'm a child of God, I'm going to behave like a child of God. If I believe I'm no good, I'm going to behave like I'm no good. If they say I'm fat and ugly, guess what I'm going to believe? If that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm believing, boys and girls, right? So if we are believing that, that shows up in our behavior. You know, this is what forensic psychologists do. They trace behaviors to find out what you were believing. They even put you through a line of questioning in the sessions to find out what your belief system is. Once they get that information, they can dictate which direction you're going to go, what your propensities will be in reference to decision-making. So the process works from the front to the back as well. We're looking at it. We can examine what's going on in your behaviors and what direction do you have a propensity to go. Why? Because we've examined your belief system based on your behaviors. So you can tell me, or I can tell you, what I believe all day long. But your smart move, your wise move would be to watch what I'm doing. My doings will tell you what I truly believe. This is why it is unhealthy for a parent to say, do as I say, not as I do. That's schizophrenic. Because the child can only pattern after what he sees, after what he can study. So he's watching mom and dad's behaviors, and he says, this is how I ought to behave. This is me now. This is what I ought to be doing. I hope y'all are getting this. I got to study that verse. That's a good one, man. I love that verse. It just breaks down the behavior of man. There's your true psychology right there. Bless God. So I'm asking us to check our belief system. What are you believing, right? We've got to check that. What are we relying on from that belief system? Because that is what is affecting my actions. That is what is affecting why I'm moving forward in faith and not. Or not. That's what's affecting why I will get and realize change in certain areas of my life and why I won't in others. It's all about my psychology as an individual. Is my psychology founded on Scripture, founded on God's Word, founded on Christ, Him crucified, risen from the dead, and interceding at the right hand of the Father for us? Is it founded on it? Because if it's not, even in specific areas, compartmental areas in our lives, guess what, body of Christ, boys and girls, men and women, wonderful people of faith, this is why we're having these experiences of being stuck. This is why we're not transitioning, because our beliefs are otherwise. Amen? We have got to exalt the Word of God bigger than our circumstances and our problems, our situations, the things that we face from day to day. When we begin to do that, I'm telling you, we're going to see change. We're going to transform. We're going to be more like what Christ has called us to be, and it is going to be awesome. Amen. As Aaron can see, he said so today. Listen, I'm going to trust God because I'm finding he's already resulted for himself. He came to the conclusion, I will trust the word of God because that is what will set me free. That is the truth over every circumstance that I'm facing. So I'm trusting that today's word, and thank you, Aaron, for calling us today, will encourage you to look, examine where you are when it comes down to your own beliefs. Examine where you are, because it's no good. All of this truth is no good if we don't examine self, amen? If we don't figure out where we are and walk from there. You know, as we do that, we're going to find that a lot of our paradigms are faulty. I know I've done it over the years. I've found that what I was believing was contrary to the scriptures. And I had to do some adjusting. And I'm still doing adjusting. Since the day I stopped becoming. Amen. Challenge yourself in the faith today. Father, I thank you for those who are under the sound of my voice. I thank you for your love for them. I thank you that your words, Lord, are woven into the universe. And not one of them will come back void. Not one word for not one promise of those who are under the sound of my voice. I thank you that regardless of what their experience has been, whether it's been faulty relationships, Father, broken relationships, missed opportunities, Lord, feeling delayed in growth, whatever it may be, God, physical ailment. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that not one opportunity, not one jot or tittle of who you've decided they should be well before the foundation of the earth will be missed. And I pray you bless them and keep them. Let your word, Lord God, uphold them and guide their steps. To the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Order their steps, God. Give them direction. Open the doors. Meet every need. Lord, there's people who need money for college. There are folks who need, Lord God, a place to stay. Lord, you know what the needs are. You know the needs for jobs. Move by your spirit according to your word, God. We know you to be true and every man a liar. Give you honor and glory. And we come against every work of darkness, God, that would hinder the truth, hinder the promise, hinder the resources from coming from wherever they are in the earth, Lord God, to where they are right now. I don't care how old the request may be in prayer or how new it is, God, move by your spirit that they might know that you are God. We give you honor and glory that your name might be risen above all names as you fulfill each promise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. All right, guys, I'm out today, but we'll be back next week continuing this message on transitioning. Bless the Lord. Amen and amen.
You're bigger than the fire. Tells me I am something. I always say I'm not that. I know that you're.